EJ, the Browns visited with you recently. How did that visit go, and what are some of your thoughts about the potential for playing for that team?
The visit went really well. I met with them last Monday, and then they actually came to Tallahassee on Saturday and worked me out. So, you know, that was pretty cool to have the turnaround being so fast. So we'll see what happens. I know they are probably looking for a quarterback this year, being that they have, you know, a brand new staff. So I would love to be the guy they take and have that fresh start.
What do you think you can bring to the table, not just to the Browns, but to any team as a quarterback?
I think, you know, my leadership skills, I think those intangible things that are really what go unsaid. You know, I think, you know, how you carry yourself around your teammates. You know, I think everybody's good on this level. Everybody has the physical, you know, the physical traits. But I think the things that really go unsaid are the intangibles as far as leadership and competitive nature. Thank you.
And the book on you is the tremendous size you have, the strength you have, arm strength, all that. You bring some physical intangibles that I think make set you apart from other quarterbacks in this class and maybe in other classes.
I think so. Having the physicality to be, you know, first off, you can't coach being big. You can't coach being, you know, strong and fast. But the things you can coach are being smart, making good, you know, good, strong decisions. And that's what I'm most looking forward to moving forward into the NFL.
The thing I've also heard, too, is a rawness of your ability that there's your game. Any rookie needs it to be honed.
Right.
But give me a sense of how far away you think you are from being ready to play in the NFL.
Well, one thing about me, I'm extremely coachable. So I want to be coached by, you know, one of these great coaches. And that's what I'm, like I said, I'm most looking forward to. So if somebody sees me as raw, I hope that coach can, you know, put his hands on me and get me right.
Rob Chudzinski, you said, made a comparison with you and the fact that he had coached Cam Newton in Carolina when he was offensive coordinator there. What was your reaction to that comparison?
You know, I think it's a great comparison. One, because Cam was a rookie of the year. He's a great quarterback. I've talked to Cam numerous of times during my college tenure. He gave me a lot of advice moving forward. So to have the compliment from someone who actually coached the guy, you know, it gives me a lot of confidence. I mean, the guy was number one pick in the draft, you know, so that makes me feel pretty good.
Did you get a good sense from that visit with the Browns of the type of offense they're going to be running?
Yep.
And that you're, and how do you see yourself
right
fitting in it?
Yeah, I definitely got a great sense for it. You know, they actually, you know, wanted me to learn quite a bit of it and, you know, trying to kind of say it right back to them and, you know, show how much I could retain as far as, you know, my information and how I learn the best and the fastest. So I think they're going to have a great offensive scheme there, and I know I would fit pretty good.
What do you like best about it?
I like the fact that the quarterback has a lot of freedom. I think in college, you know, we were coached to kind of do what we were coached to do, whereas in, you know, the Browns or any of these NFL offenses, as a quarterback, it's a responsibility to get guys in the perfect position and in the right place. So that's what I'm really looking forward to, you know, having that responsibility to take care of the offense and go down there and score points.
EJ, thank you.
Thank you.